one certain Ben Adam Gadol said that people say, you tell a story to put children to sleep. But he once heard that really you tell a story to awake people. And at the time I heard that, I had a tremendous hergish for the message of that simple verse. For every story that we hear is supposed to awaken us, supposed to teach us, it's supposed to guide us. And the frat, a story that the Gemara tells, we have a Kabbalah from the Goyim, really it's a chazal, it's a medrash, that every agadah is not some maisa, but every agadah is a sugish shleima, is a perik shleima in Avodas Hashem. Tonight I want to say a maisa that the Gemara tells us, which I think if we deher it properly, I think it really will wake us up, it really will help us as we go on our Derech HaChayim. And Befrat, tonight already is already the night of Erev Tisha B'Av, the night that the day of the Chazal say is Meisei Mutar Lefaneinu, the time we have to wake up and start thinking about Golus, about Geula. And I think this story will help us come closer and closer to this goal. The Gemara in B'Av Metziah tells a very, very strange, a very Shvera Maisa. The Gemara speaks on the Pei Hei about the Mishnah Diki Yisurim that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, had. Why did he have these Yisurim? So the Gemara says that one day he saw they were taking an eagle for Shechita, they were taking a calf for the Shechita. So it ran under his coat. So Rabbi said, Amalei Zil, go, don't worry, the Kachmei Tzarta. That's why you were created. So the Gemara says, Omri Meshmaim, they said, Horavalekim Barachim, he didn't have Rachmanis, and like the Gemara Vaita says, he was missing the Barachim of Al Kalmasav. Lacey Aleha Yisurim. He has to have Yisurim because it's gefelt in Barachim of Al Kalmasav. And if you look at the Gemara, it's the Mavavik, the Yisurim that he had. What did he do wrong? Because he told them, a calf, an ego, go Lekach Netzarta. And the kasha that's so obvious, what did he say wrong? Isn't that the tayelus? Isn't that the greatest ilui that a Baal Chai has? That it's used the shechita to help in avodas Hashem. But I think the real kasha that any bar das realizes, he wasn't talking to a person. He was talking to a behema. The behema didn't understand lekach meitzarta, and he had such an einish chama. So the Mashal asked the first kasha, and Mashal explains it wasn't the right thing to say, because it was an eagle, it was young, it wasn't the time for shechita. But I think the main kasha still remains. He wasn't talking to a person, he was talking to an animal. And kula hai v'ulai, such an oynish chama ma'oid Rabbeinu HaKadosh had. So let me tell you right now, I'm not going to tell you the avla, the chet of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. If he didn't know it, I certainly don't know it. But I want to try tonight, Bez Hashem, to bring out the limud b'maisa, how this story is supposed to wake us up to one of the yisoidis gedolos that we need for Agantia, but especially in the night of Meisei Mutar Lefaneinu. You know, we're used to hearing stories from the Chafetz Chaim, his Sitkis, his Geoinis, his Ahavas Yisrael. I just saw lessons of Maisa, a Mekubal Dik and Maisa, it's printed. We saw Yankov Chansky, the Baranovich Mashkiach, he was there, the Shas Maisa. He was once walking with the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim visited the Shtat Lechevich. And there was one year he was known to be a very person that liked the Chepi, and he liked to say a bad word. And the Chafetz Chaim heard about it, and Punkti saw him, he caught him in action, he was saying a sharp word. So the Chafetz Chaim told him, don't you know, Biklal Dibara, Choytchenes Aloshin, don't you know that if you Chepa Yi, they cut out the tongue? And the person fifed him on, he continued. And so Yankov said a few days later, this person had a terrible machla, he needed immediate surgery, and they mamish cut out his tongue. Hear this story, it's very, very strange. Is this the Chafetz Chaim that we know? The Oyev Yisrael par excellence. It sounds achzoriistic. And you know, you look in the Chavetz Chaim al HaTorah on the Pasuk, Almona V'yosim Leisanan, there are two very similar stories, frightening stories, how the Chavetz Chaim heard of people that did Avlus, and he said, Klum Efsha Adava, could it be? They're not punished. And each one had a Meshunadik and Meshunadik and Mias Asayif. And again, I wondered, is this the Chafetz Chaim? Is this what we're used to? The Oyev Yisrael, the Rabban Shal Yisrael. And why is he all excited about Adi Bera? Why did he show such a unusual sensitivity? And you know something? I'll tell you. It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. Why did the Chafetz Chaim speak so harshly, so uncharacteristic of him? It's a good kasha until you start to learn the Torah. Until you start to be toyim the time of Torah, whether it's in Chumash or Tanakh or Gemara or Rishonim or Halacha. And once you get a feel, once you get a hergish, once you introduce into the Gan Eden Vaseis Torah Kedosha, you'll realize it's not a kasha. Because you'll start to realize what it means being Mitzayah Nochayid. How Kavayachal the Eibishter reacts. How Kavayachal the Eibishter can be Soivo when someone causes another Yitzar. It might sound strange. It's only a Pashat the Yid. But I tell you over and over again, the more you Zaycha to learn, the more you see the Ora HaTorah, you'll realize it's not a kasha. Voodoo geist and voodoo states, whatever you learn, whatever you're going to see, you're going to see what it means being Mitzayah Nachayid. That the Kol HaTorah Kula means watching the covet, Kvod HaAdam. And this is not my chiddush. You know the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph. It's not Tam HaMaisi here in Pirchei. It's a Gemara, it's Torah. When the Ger came to Hillel and says, teach me Kol HaTorah Kula al Regel Achas. So Hillel said, Alach Sani Lechavich Savid, Zuhi Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not a Deher, it's not a Musa Shmuz, it's not a verse for the Shabbos Tish. Hillel typed up in one word, in one line, what the Kol HaTorah Kula is. Alach Sani Lechavich Savid. Like Rashi teaches, Pirusha the Hanusahi. The rest of the Torah is a pirush of this essential yisoid. Lodas eza davasana zil gemar. That the Kol HaTorah in one line, and I always say that we don't have one easy lesson in Ruchnius. There's no such thing as instant Ruchnius. But if we had to put the Torah in one line, in one easy lesson, that's Kvod HaAdam. And I want to tell you, I once made a list. And trust me, it's a very, very long list. Oit Chazoin, Bez Hashem, we'll have a different opportunity. But where you see, Bechush, that Ve'idach Perusha Zil Gemar, how many different mitzvahs, how many different Isurim, in the Torah, in the Vim, Ksuvim, Rishonim, what it means, Idach Perusha. We've covered the Challah Friday night, think about it. Why Shula Yira HaPaz Boishasai? Do you know what it means? You're worrying about the boiches of a pass. But that's part of the Idach Perusha. When you learn every Friday night in Shabbos, when you make Kiddush, you're supposed to give a tzitta. That's what Kvod Adam is all about. That the Torah gave us a chiyuv to cover the Chazal, to cover challah, because don't cause busha. Because there's nothing that's Hedach Torah, there's nothing that's Kulei Torah like covet. I'll give you a mashal, and again, this is Echad Min Yelef. There's a pasuk, there's a lav min haTorah, one of the Tayag mitzvahs. Lo yisala b'maylas al mizvachi. When you go up on the mizbeach, you can't walk up on steps. Why? Zot Rashi, we know, because that's a minik v'zoyin. Somehow, it's disrespectful to the avonim of the mizbeach. Isn't that mutton? Isn't that strange? You're talking about avonim, kepshute, and it's a lav of Leisala B'mayleis, but that, Rabbeisai, is one muscle of the Idach Perusha Zil Gemar. As Rashi concludes, Madach Avonim, they are not margish. There's an issa, there's a lav min ha-toyah to be noyig minig b'zoyin. Chavercha shu b'dimus yoytzoy, your chavah that's a shtik, shchina that's a shtik got. Umakbid al b'zoyinoy. The gavra, the cheftu, whatever you word you want to use. But Chazal types up every person has two qualities. He's a shtik evista and he's makbid al b'zoyinoy. Alach is kama v'kama. And you think to yourself, Gival, Gival, what's going on here? This is not Bein Adam L'Chaveri, this is not Bein Adam L'Mokayim, this is Bein Adam L'Evan. Bein Adam L'Evan, and there's a lav min HaTorah. This is the Idach Perusha Zil Gemar. It's not Kvoid HaEvan, it's Kvoid HaShtik, Shchina that every person is. It's a Chinuch you have to worry about in Evan, how much more your Chava. I was once zeichet to learn the sugya of Tzar Bale Chayim, and I looked around in the Rishonim. There are 11 mekayris. I'm not megazim. There are 11 mekayris that the Rishonim find for the yisra of Tzar Bale Chayim. You know the Gemara, Tzar Bale Chayim Zarais. So there are 11 mekayris. Some say it's the obvious mitzvah prika. Some say it's Leisachsoim, some say it's the Oifen of Shechita the Chinuch learns. The Chinuch learns that Shechute Chutz is a Tzaba L'Chaim. The Ramban says that Shiluach HaKein is Al Tzaba L'Chaim. Oisev Yes, Denoi. 11 Mekoyres. Some learn that from the Pasuk in Tehillim. The Racham of Al Kolmasov. And you start to think, what's going on here? It seems almost like a Gelechta. 11 Mekoyres. About causing the animal pain? Is this the first doctrine of the ASPCA? You're worrying 11 times the Torah tells you about Tzar Bale Chayim? No, it's not. Animal rights does not have a mokum in the Torah. That's not what Tzar Bale Chayim is all about. Tzar Bale Chayim is Kvoid HaAdam. Tzar Bale Chayim is one of the many shining examples of the Idach Perusha Zil Gemar. Because if you have to worry about an animal, if you have to worry about Avonim, how much more do you have to worry about your Chava She'osi B'demus Yoytzoi U'makber Al B'zioinoi? This is what I mean, the Zil, the Idach Perusha Zil Gemar, Voodoo Geis and Voodoo States, 11 Psukim that give a love and ism in a Torah of Tzar Bale Chayim. It's not animal rights. That is Kol HaTorah Kula Regel Achas. And I didn't even begin to tell you, V'haf L'Reach Kamoicha, L'Sis L'Zachicha B'Lvavecha, L'Sikam, L'Sitar, the many Poshita, often in Mekairis. I'm talking Bein Adam L'Evan and Bein Adam L'Behema. Because a yid has to see and he has to titta. If an evan I have to worry about, how about a stick shchina? How about a tselem aleikim? You know, we talk about kol HaTorah Kula. We talk about the ish, the masmid. You know, I once said, Gemara in Sukkot Daf Chaf Ches speaks about Rav Yochanan and Zakkai. And the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was cool, was mamish, the spitz, kol HaTorah Kulanik. He had Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachis, Vagodah, Ziduke, Torah. There's three lines describing what he was. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the personification of kol HaTorah Kula. Everything, the Vagodah, he knew everything. And then I learned the Gemara in Brachis. There's the Chari, the Spirit, Tzorachi, and Godel, Merab, Sinigra. The Gemara says in Brachas Yedzayin, Amr Olav and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shel Higdimoy Adam Shalom Yoylam, Afilu Nachi Shebeshuk. Here the Masmid Otzim, the Shtik Torah, the new Kol HaTorah Kula. He was the same one that he never ever missed saying Shalom, Magdim Shalom, even to a guy. How could it be someone who's Kulei Torah, was Lichtenland, was Ken Kol HaTorah Kula? He is the Mustav Kol HaTorah Kula. And of him we say, Shloi Higdim Shalom Afilu and Akum. But you know the cast is a toys. Because if you realize that the Idach Pirusha, if you realize what Kol HaTorah Kula is, that is Shvit Kol HaTorah Kula. To be Roshay Verubay, to be to know Kol HaTorah Kula every eyes, but to realize there's another Yid out there. To never to miss another Yid. to live for someone else, to laugh for him, to cry for him, to recognize him, to be mechazik him. That is the biggest kol ha-Torah kula. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the personification of kol ha-Torah kula. Sai in learning, and Sai is an application of kol ha-Torah kula. Oh, it's not a stira. Oh, it's hainu hach. The kol ha-Torah kula is in Beis Medrash, but it's when you go out and you see another person and you don't miss another person. That kol ha-Torah kula. It's not a stira. No, it's not a stira. But you know what is a spirit to kol ha-Torah kula? You know what is a tzarech in gadol? You know what's a merabsin igra to kol ha-Torah kula? Let me be my dear tzari l'rabim. When I come into Beis Medrash and I see there's a pile of svarim left on the table. So apparently that person seems like he learned kol ha-Torah kula. Every sefer he left on the table. But that is the greatest demonstration that he was mevasa kol ha-Torah kula. Because Hillel said Allah sani lechavich leisavid, and he left his pile of svarim. He might have learned kol ha-Torah kula, but he was just mevaza the kol ha-Torah kula. After that, you learn gan shas abavos ha-shas and you learn the first kol ha-Torah kula is the Allah sani lechavich leisavid. So how could a person dare learn and leave svarim that someone else should have a tzar? That's the spirit, that's a tzarechi in gadol, that's a mitzvah liyashiv. Or if someone spends a night in Beis Medrash learning and he comes and he makes noise, he wakes up his roommate, that's the spirit to call a Torah kula. Because the aleph is the loch sani lecharvich leisavid. Or if someone medetin lenin, umahagetzichin lenin, and that's the way it should be, the rizcha deraisa. But how you talk to your chav, who's a shtick gut, who's a asri b'dimuz diuknai, that's where you see if the person learned kol ha-Torah kula. I'm always disposed, the Gemara in the Dorim asks a very frightening, a very penetrating question. Why is it that Talmidei Chachamim have children that are not Talmidei Chachamim? As I said, the Gemara in the Dorim Pei Aleph. Zog the Gemara, why? Mishum dekari le'inchi chamari. They call people chamayrim. So Rashi says, she'enai hagim lam kavoid, u'mevazen oisai. So I think to myself, Shomei Shemayim. The Gemara says these are Talmidei Chachamim. We have our own definition, but the Gemara's definition, the criteria of the Gemara's Talmud Chacham, was a true Talmud Chacham. I have no doubt that this Talmud Chacham didn't walk in the street say, Yoreng HaChamor and Yoreng HaChamor. That's not what Pshat is. But you know what Pshat is? When a person's involved in learning, when a Hagitzich in Lenin, and he's learning Kol HaTorah Kula, and he forgets himself, and he calls someone else a Chamor, that's not Torah, because Torah is the Loch Sani. And if someone can, even when he's lost, when a Hagitzich, when a Lichtenlen, and he calls someone a Chamor, that's not Torah, it's not a Talmud Chacham. There's an Haftacha that a Talmud Chacham lo Yishacham b'Pizarai. But this is the biggest Stira. This is the biggest Sarachian. How does he handle with his Chavrusa? Even an Evan, even a Behema, there are 11 Azarais to treat it properly. How do we talk to our Chavrusas? How do we talk to someone younger than us? He's also the Musi Yitzray. That's the real Stira. The Magdim Shalom, the Chalodim, is Spit Kol HaTorah Kula. But it's how you talk to the other person, how you mock to the other person. And this is one part of the kol ha-Torah kula, of what I mean, the loch sani. But you know, there's another part. And to tell you quite frankly, I'm afraid to speak about it. But then again, I'm more afraid not to. I have in front of me the Sefer Koich Ve'yoh from Rabitzel, in the Hakdama to the newest print. There's the most remarkable story, the most frightening story. Rabitzel told the Talmid Chacham in the Frat, Abchaim Bolin, not to be mastered him after his Tetira. And it's a long story at the end of the Toldos. And they all listened to him, and even Abchaim Bolin didn't say a hesped, he said a shmooze. So he writes, Abchaim Bolin has a letter, B'Ksav Yad Kachoy, that he was Nifti Yad Aleph Menachemov. And a few days later, Shabbos, Rabitzel came to him in a Cholam and said, thank you very much for not being masked with me. And he said, you should know the Omali, why did I wait till Friday night? Why did the Grace of Goyen and Tzaddik Abitzel, why did he wait till Friday night to come back? Why not right away? The Din Shemayim is Chama Ma'oid. Uvayichud makpida ma'oid al dvarim hasurim shenedabu shalayka ha'igim. Bifrat is a tfiya on anoaz dvarim. And at the end he added, Omnam it's true, al tamidei chachamim yesh harbe melitza yoysa. Bichschus ha'toyr en yenevel tiz oyim v'noyir. Ulam makpida ma'oid al chet ha'loshim. But the yis of anoaz dvarim, nothing helps, there's nothing that helps there. And this again is so hard for us to understand. Din shemayim chomem oid v'mayimim b'munah shalema. But what is it about a word, a joke? You know, today we hear, come on, I'm only joking, chill out, whatever that's supposed to mean, take it easy. And here we see in Eidus min ha-shamayim, chomem oid, and even a Talmud Chacham, and you wonder, what's with the word? Come on, can't you take a joke? And Torah is not Megan on everything else, but just on this is not Megan. And again, I tell you, it's a good kasha. You don't know. We have no understanding. We could be sitting on a court and we could call someone else a klot, a fed, whatever it is, the chamor that we always use. And to us, it's a word. Come on, kachi darki shel Torah, echman alitzlan. But when you start to learn Torah, when you start to be mekayim de'idach pirusha zil gemar, oy, will you see how poshut this is, how olive bay this is. And again, I feel myself somewhat helpless. Where do I begin? Where do I begin to tell you what it means in the Chazal's eyes, in the Eibishter's eyes, Adiba Shalaika Haigen? But I tell you, open your eyes, open your heart, and whatever you will learn, Voodoo Geist and Voodoo Steist in Shas and Paiskim, you will see, if you're sensitive enough, what it means being Mitzayin Achayit, what it means Ainoas Devarim, what it means a joke and all these things that we like to rationalize. Again, I tell you, I don't know where to begin, but I'll tell you a pasuk, not Lomdis, not Drush, not Sod. The pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Kol Almana V'yosam Loisanan. And we all know what Rashi says, Hu Adin L'chola, the Mitzlav Dafka, and you look in the Mizrahi, the Maral. They both say that Tashkamas HaPoiskim. So let's talk about this pasuk as the pasuk of Ainoas Devarim, Lav Dafka Amana V'yosei. And what does the pasuk say? And I shouldn't say the pasuk. Here is one of the places that it's not the pasuk, it's the Eibishter talking straight to us. Im Anas Ana Oisei, if you'll be Mitzayah, the any person, the Kol Adam, Shemoya Eshmatakosai, I will hear it Givain, the Chora Api. Yaval, the Rabbanu Shlom is talking straight to each and every one. The Chora Api, Varakti Eschem Bechorev, and as if that's not enough, V'hayu Nesheichel Malmanais, Uvenechem Yisoyman, and Rashi says that the Klala Besayich Klala, that the wives won't be able to remarry because the husband is lost, the children won't be able to Yarshin. And you start to titter and it sends a shudder down your spine. Gevald, I just said a joke, I just said a word. Why is the Eibishter becoming my biggest enemy, my biggest soina? And I ask you, did you ever find a pasuk like this? Whether it's in Kashrus or Shabbos or Yontif, V'chore Api, V'rakti Eschem, and B'soich Klolo, N'sheichem Amonois. This is the second half of what it means with Tzayin Achayid. It's not only unprecedented in the Averish Aboy, but it's in the Oynish, how Kavayachal the Eibishter looks at us. And this is not the only Pasuk. The Pasuk in Parshas Bahar, Leiseinu Ishez Al Misai, the Ereisim Aleikecha, Kini Hashem Aleikechem, and you look in the Al Shechal Kod, and she teaches you the Pasuk, the words. You think you're chepping him, you think you're chepping your chava, you're not chepping him, you're chepping me, the Reisim Aleikecha, because he's a stick me, he's a tzchelik aleikami mao. Says up the Eibishter, the Reisim Aleikecha, watch out, watch out. You're not starting up with him, you're starting up with me, you're hitting me. And I tell you, Voodoo Geist and Voodoo State, you'll see this. You'll see what it means being the Vayish Nachayid. We're standing tonight, Erev Tisha B'Av. Erev of the worst day in history. Do you know why for 2,000 years we prava Tisha B'Av? Why? Why do we have so much tzaris? It's a good kasha. You know we ask the kasha. The Gemara in Gittin and Zion says klar, look what it means, the Mitzayin Achayid. Shere Isaiah Kadosh Baruch Es Bar Kamsa, Ve'ichiv Es Beisai Ve'sarav Es Echoloi. That's what it means, the Mitzayin Achayid. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, one of his shmuzim, points out, but it's Pashit. He didn't Mitzayah Klal Yisrael. He's Mitzayah one person. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Bar Yireh, wake up. Wake up and see and realize and feel what Kama Gedoyla Koychesh Abusha. What we say, take it easy, chill out. The Abishta says it's 2,000 years. 2,000 years in the Golis. And 2,000 years of Yiddish Tzaris and Yiddish Tzaren, because there was a Kvoid HaAdam that was violated. You're not hitting another person. You're not being mevayish another person. You're mevayishing the Eibishter, the Reisim Olekecha. And if I would say something like this, you would think I'm saying wrong, right? You're not hitting the other person. You're hitting the Eibishter. But is that a chiddush? Is that Maigen a chiddush? Isn't that part of the Idach Perusha Zil Gemar? You're all learning Sanhedrin. You're all learning Sanhedrin. Vazof the Gemara Sanhedrin Nunches. That's based on the pasuk. If someone hits another chav in the face, he's patching the Eibishter in Parmarain. You're not hitting the chava, you're not hitting just a friend, whether it's physically, whether it's verbally. You're hitting the Shechina, Soita Loyesh of Shechina. And the Mashah teaches, how could you say such a thing? How you talking, you're patching the Eibishter. So the Mashah, what's the Chiddush? Every person is a Shtik God, he's a Shtik Aleikim, he's a Tzelem Aleikim. And believe me, I could go on and on, and hopefully one time, Oit Chazayim. But this starts to give you a Shtik Alehergish. Why is it v'chora api v'harak di'eschem v'chudu v'chudu? Because that's what it means in Mitzayin al-Chayid. That from all the Averis you won't find such an onus, and you won't find Kaviyachol such a reaction from Kaviyachol. It's a teva, v'chora api v'harak di'eschem. Marev HaRaboisa, I want to tell you, the Chofetz Chaim Chalila v'Chalila wasn't an achza. The Chofetz Chaim was the Oyev Yisrael par excellence. But you know what the difference is? He was a Maimon. The Chofetz Chaim was a Maimon. And when he learned the Pasuk Bereishis Bara Elokim, he saw it in front of his eyes that the Eibishter created the world. And when he saw the Issa of Einoas Devarim, and he saw the Chora Api Varak Yeschem, he believed in Munis Shalema, that that's the way the world works. That Tachi Darkish Aloylam, it's a Matzias, it's a Teva, it's a reality. And if someone's Mitzayin or Chayid, he should know Kilu Soita Loyash El Shechina. And he's not going to get away with this on this world, because the Torah says, Yireisim Aleikecha. And that's why you couldn't believe it. How could it be nothing happened to this person? How could it be his tongue wasn't cut out? Because he saw it as a reality. What we sit back, lie that we can learn Musa and be in Israel and Israel, it's all good. But by the Chofetz Chaim, it was an Amunah Brura. This is what it means being Mitzayin HaChayid. And that's why Takadi said, Klum Efsha Hadava, how could it be? It's a pasuk in the Torah. The Chofetz Chaim believed in Bereishis Bara Elokim, and he believed in Ve'el HaMishpatim, and he believed that this is going to happen to someone like Mitzayin HaChayid. If only we would live with this hakara. If only we would live with this chush, with this teher, kama gedoyla koycha shel busha. What it means being mitzayin achayid. How kavayachol the Eibishter has a tsar from this. And if you don't like the word tsar, can I really, really say the Eibishter has a tsar? Could it be? How you talking? Is it apikursis? If a yit suffers, the Eibishter suffers. Again, I tell you, Zil Gemar, go learn. You're learning Sanhedrin. It's a Mishnah in Mem Vav, Amr Aleph, Amr Ab Meir B'Shosha Adam Mitzaya. When a person has Tzar, Shchina Malashoyne Meres Vazok Tishchina. And here we're talking about someone who's Chayev and Mises Bezdin. Zok the Mishnah, Kalani Miroi Shikalani Mizroi. I have no menucha yiris b'tzai zok de mishta imken amokim mitzaya al domem shoyim shenishpach. Again, hamokim mitzaya, the shchina has a tzar when a rush is getting an oinish kal v'choyim al domem shal tzadikim.
The shiur is continued on CD number 2. Rabbi Zitzmuth. Rabbi Zitzmuth, this shiur is continued from CD number 1.
And again I tell you, I'm not going to darshan Rabbeinu HaKadosh's chet, but libi oimeli, this is the message of Yannick Gemara. It wasn't the right word. It wasn't sensitive enough. It's a gefelten v'racham of a kolmasov. And it wasn't bein adam l'beheim einachanani. It was the kola toira kula, fashteitzach, fashteitzach, l'fidarkoi, the chut asaira. There was a tviya that he overlooked the kola toira kula of yachshiv v'yavin ma'yoyma. He didn't hurt the behema. It was in certain sense, ungeriet the kola toira kula of v'racham of a kolmasov. Moir of Aboisai, how this Maisa, how this Gemara is supposed to wake us up to a Torah Shalem. It's a Matthias, it's a Mishnah, that when a Yid has Tsar, the Abishta has Tsar. And there's nothing, Kavayachal, that hurts the Abishta, that Mitzdaya the Abishta, more than when a Yid has Tsar. And the Fratay Nas Devarim. So what's the Eitzah? The Yetzer is a simple Yetzer that you hear since you're a child. Don't just do things. Think before you do things. Don't just talk. Think before you talk. To follow the Yetzer of the Chochem, Mikolod, and Mishlei Tezvov, Leiv Tzadik Yehegalan, it's like Rashi Taitis of Anart, Yachshoi V'yovin Ma Yoyme Koidim Sheyashiv Dova. Think before you talk. You're not talking to what we hear. A stick person, a stick god, a stick alekus, and he's makvid al bezyonai. To realize the kol atayra kula is the racham of al kol masav, that there's a bein adam le'evan and there's a bein adam le'behema. There's a sugya shlemus in bein adam le'behema to teach us how we're supposed to be careful bein adam le'chaveray. And again, I tell you, I'm not going to darshan Rabbeinu HaKadosh's chet. But libi oimeli, this is the message of Yannick Gemara. It wasn't the right word. It wasn't sensitive enough. It's a gefelten v'racham of a kolmasov. And it wasn't bein adam l'beheim einachanami. It was the kol atayra kula, fashteitzach, fashteitzach, l'fidarkoi, the chut asaira. There was a tviya that he overlooked the kol atayra kula of yachshiv v'yavin ma'yoymer. He didn't hurt the behema. It was in certain sense, ungeriet the kol atayra kula of v'racham of al kol masav. Moir of Aboisai, how this Maisa, how this Gemara is supposed to wake us up to a Torah Shalema, to a Sugya Gemura in Bein Adam L'Chaveray. And the Frat tonight in the Erev Tisha B'Av, one of the most tragic nights of the year, one of the worst days of the year, when we saw the Bila Hashem V'Loi Chomo, and we saw the Yecha that continues for over 2,000 years, how this Maisa is supposed to wake us up to realize Kama G'dayla Koicha Shabusha, what it means being Mitzayin Achayid. My Rebbe Zangzin once said, the Chafetz Chaim used to say, the Gresset Din V'Cheshbin is like Meleptan HaCheshbin. And this Maisa is supposed to wake us up to think, are we living with the Cheshbin? Or more importantly, are we talking with the Cheshbin? Are we living with the Akura Kamigdai L'Kai Cheshel Busha? He once said, we're talking about Ritzicha. So immediately we think, what is Ritzicha? A gun, a knife? But he said, that's a goyish outlook. That's a goyish hashkafa. Because by a yid, ritzicha is a word. And he quoted the pasuk in Mishle Yudbeis, yesh boita kemakira is charev. There's something that stalks and hurts like a sword, like a knife. And he said, by a goy, ritzicha is a gun and a knife. But by a yid, ritzicha is the wrong word. And you hear this, you say, ah, that's a gewaldig hashkofa, a musit teher. But is it really true? Come on, is it ritzicha? So again, I tell you, zil gemar, take out a Gemara, take out Chazal, and you'll see how poshut it is that this is Ritzicha. Rabbeinu Yoin in the Shari Tshuva, Shari Gimel, Ois Kuf Lamites, explains the Mavel Dike Chazal, Malbim Pnei Chaveya Yibirabim, Ein Lai Chelik V'yoylam Haba, how could it be worse than Ritzicha if someone kills someone else? So he says it's poshut, Gustar Halbon is Marmim of it. When you mevayi someone, it's worse than Misa. That's Zil Gemara, it's a Gemara, it's Halach and Shechem Aruch. But you know, I found something that's even more literal. The Sefer Chassidim, one of the G'dayle HaRishonim of Yehuda Chassid, and Simon and Dalid, and we have to learn up a Rishon, the Medaf Aplan in a Rishon. He writes, Ezehi Ritzicha. What is Ritzicha? She'ein ani keres l'anayim. It's not apparent to the eyes. But va'oinish gadol mi'oid, the oinish is unusual. Va'aveira kala, but aveira is small and insignificant. But v'chamuri hi l'mayla. So he's puzzling us. It's Ritzicha, it's big, it's chama, but really it's small. What is this that he's describing? Zot of Yehuda Chassid hu abusha. That's the issa ha-mevayish p'nei chaveiroi oi mesayiroi. The way he types it up so beautifully, that's exactly the problem. It's ritzicha, it's chama l'mayla, it makes the Yevish to say v'chora abi v'rakti eschem. But by Yas, it's a joke. Come on, can't you take a joke? You learned the sugi in Bava Metzia. Hamal bnei chavei biram ki ilu shayfech dam. That's what Hill was telling him. Zil Gemar, look and look and look and absorb what you learn. To see the kol ha'Torah kula is kvayt chaveiroi. And the oinis, look again, the sugi in Bava Metzia. It's mabal arayin kol ha'sharim ninanu. Chutz mishari yayna, hakol mifra bidei shliach, the Eibush to punish us to a shliach, chutz mi yayna. Where did the Gemara get this? That's the psukim. V'chora abi v'harag di eschem, that you don't find in any other issa. Because that's what a word is. V'yimtoyim, it's only a word. Is it that bad? Is it really ritzicha? Is it a reality? The answer lies, the ask people that have suffered from a word. Ask people how much hurtful and how painful a word is. They could tell you without a suffix. That's Ritzicha. But everyone's told me the fire from Shalom Bayis brent. And usually, in his lashon was, it's from the wrong word. Let me tell you, there are so many tzibrach in the herta. There are so many umgutlich kinder, children from broken homes, that could tell you that a word is Ritzicha. It's Ritzicha, it breaks homes, it breaks friendships, it breaks partnerships, it divides shuls, it splits neighborhoods. That's what it is. A word is so powerful. It's Ritzicha. But in a certain sense, it's worse than Ritzicha. It's worse than a patch. The guy in the Mishlei in Perek Yudches, tied to the Pasik, v'hem yordu chadri voten, hadiba hara, yoyse koshala oda miyako. It's much more painful, a sharp word, than a clap. If you hit somebody, it hurts. A word, and this is such an insight in the psychology of a person, what a word destroys worse than any patch. And then he goes, Vaita, Va'oid, and I think this is the Ikka. This is the real Ritzicha in the wrong word. Shehakot Tisrapa. Eventually, it goes away, you forget about it. Aval diba lo yisrapa. How this speaks volumes. How many broken homes experience what a word is. How the fire burns. It burns mishpachas. It burns friendships. Because a word remains. I once was involved. I said, why are you so upset? Because he said this and this. And you know, you can't press cancel button when you say something. It stays and it stays. And I want to tell you with the Dihavi Uvda, what I saw my own eyes. A bach, a Mitsuyan Gadol. He got married and he was in Kail Mamasha. He was also the Gedula. And I once heard he had an offer for a Choshev Estella and he didn't take it. I said, why don't you take it? He goes, I'm not cut out for Chenuch. I don't have the Achailas. I said, who told you that? Says, my Chava told me that years ago. And I see he's right. And all the years I'm thinking that as much as I learned, but I'm not going to go into Chenuch. And I saw what the goyin, how emes and how poshit it is. A dibur stays by a person. and there was nobody that's more mukhshav chinuch than this younger man. And it took me so long to convince him, because it was so much part of him. It grew in him like a cancer that he's not cut out. A diba is so much more harmful and so much more painful than any clap. The koyach hadiba. And again, I tell you in the Beis Medrash, Amak Megazim, a Rebbe called me once, and he says, "You want to hear a story that happened to me last night? He got a call from a father that was recently laid off. He was struggling to put food on the table. He was struggling to keep his self-esteem. He was struggling to hide it from the family. His mom is struggling for his life. He didn't have a proof to his neshama." So he told the son said, "Yeah, I need a new suit for Pesach." He goes, "Ah, your suit is fine. There's nothing wrong." He didn't want to tell them they didn't have the money for the suit. "It's fine, trust me, it's fine." The boy came home from yeshiva. That day he went to yeshiva with that suit. And he was crying demoyis. Says, "My chava said your suit is so shiny I could use it for a mirror." Ah, funny joke, right? And the father heard that. In front of his son he broke down. It's hard enough to be laid off. It's hard enough not to be able to support your family. It's hard enough to hold self-esteem when you're laid off. And he has to sit with his son and cry because someone said a word. And you know something? The one that said it didn't mean it. It was a good joke. But then I understood what Rav Chaim Volozhin has said. Such a beautiful taich. He tells on the pasuk, "Magid la adam ma seichai." The word is seichai, but the word is seichai. "Magid li adam la salavid yehibis to tell him ma seichai." So Rav Chaim tells on the kasha, "Magid usually is like you're revealing someone. It's like a hagadah, what he didn't realize. La salavid, you do a say something wrong, the yehibis will say this, because of the zayin azay. How is it past the lesson of magid?" Because all too often a person says something, he doesn't know what he said, he doesn't know how at mamish gaharget yanim, how is the retzicha shein in the keres lanayim. Liyasid lover, they're going to say, you know, you hurt that person, you hurt his father, you hurt his mother. I'll say, "What do you mean? I made a joke, come on," right? But that's magid lam, they're going to show him what your joke caused a grown man to cry. That's the koyach of a diva. And you know, Shlomo HaMelech, the Chacham Mikol Adam, the Mishli writes, "Moves v'chayim b'yad l'shoyim." We think I'm misquoting the pasuk, right? We say chayim v'moves, but the pasuk says moves v'chayim. Apparently, Shlomo HaMelech realized that all too often the moves is prevalent. The moves b'yad l'shoyim is all too prevalent, more than the chayim. And like the Medrash teaches in Bahar, Kadbish, when a word is bad, less bish minay. There's nothing worse than a bad word. And this is part of the Zil Gemar, to realize what a word is, to realize that the Chochmi Kaladim teach that a bad word is nothing worse than that. So what's the Eitzah? To b'nei Torah, to maminim, b'nei maminim, that not only here kama gedoyle koyches habusha, but hopefully mikan b'Allah will sitta kama gedoyle koyches habusha. What's the eitzah for b'nei Torah, for maminim, b'nei maminim, that heard min hashamayim that the Bitzel told Rav Chaim Berlin, b'yichud makpidim al dvarim hasurim sinedabru shaloi gehoigin. And hopefully mikan v'Allah will sitta from the wrong words. And what's the eitzah for b'nei Torah, maminim, that heard the Chofetz Chaim said, klum efter hadova. And like we said, the tithe, because it's a metzias. What's the eitzah for b'nei Torah that would never dream of being roitzim, but all too often say a word that's worse than retzicha? The eitzah tayer Rabbi Sai is to live with the eitzah of Shlomo HaMelech, of Leiv Tzadik Yehegelanois. Simply think before you talk. And like the Malbim in his Pirush points out, that even if you have to talk, even if you have to say something, think before you say it. And certainly not just to say something that you don't have to say. and be marchal me, but why do I hear it all too often? We're sitting by a table in Bochum, and someone makes a joke, and everybody starts to laugh. Or someone drops a tray, and everybody screams, Mazel Tov! And everybody looks at him, and he turns beet red. Or on the courts, where the neighbor still also was on the courts, and you hear all kind of shame, I'm Kedoshim. Why do you hear such a thing? And then you go, we say, are you talking? You just malvim penechaveri b'rabim. Come on, it's a joke, middle of a game. The Chazal shray ki'ilu shoytech domim. The Chazal say, mutif shiyapul atmel sech kipshon ha'esh. And toises in soita, b'ein yoyne shari tshuva, say it's halacha l'maisa. And you say it's a joke, shoymei shemayim, b'ein adalma. Where are our machshavis? Are we maminim? We learned the Gemara, and then we could go and say, but we're talking about someone. I just had a maisa here in this Makom Kadosh. Pardon me for sharing it, but hopefully we'll tell us. The Abacha that was out of things, he wasn't learning, he wasn't davening, he asked me to look into it. So I took him to the side and said, what's the matter? So after a while, he told me the problem is he was playing, he loves to play, but he's not the Reb Chaim in ball playing. And someone said something that, come on, you don't know how to play, go to a different game. And he didn't want to play anymore, he was afraid. And once he's not playing, he's not happy. And once he's not happy, you can't learn, you can't daven. And then I thought to myself, that's Ritzicha. A word is Ritzicha. And that's what Reb Chaim meant, Magid La'adam Masechai. What you said to him, a little joke on the court. There's going to be a din oyim v'noir of a chara api rachmanu l'tzlan v'chulu v'chulu. So why do we do this thing? Leiv tzadik yehegelanei. He's not a piece of dirt. He's a piece of shchin. He's a shtig gut. How could you say such a thing? B'yoydim v'lo yoydim, b'kavona sh'loi b'kavona. He's a ben chaviv l'amokoyim. If you think about it, it's very easy. If you think about the pasuk v'chor api, it's very easy not to talk and make a joke and everybody laughs. But the problem is you don't think. And that's the eighth of Leiv Tzadik Yehegel Anois. And I once pointed out, you see in the Rabbanu Shalom's wonderful Bria, all the chushim, all the senses we have, whether it's smelling, hearing, seeing, are almost automatic. Unless you close your ears, or close your eyes, or close your nose, you smell, you see, and you hear. And even touching, the sense of touching, if you're standing, you're sitting, you're ultimately touching something. There's only one chush, there's only one of the senses that we have that is punktvakert, that it doesn't work unless you, quote, activate it. Punktvakert. And that is the chush of dibur. Speech. It never happened and never will that a person talks without wanting to talk. Did you ever wonder why manishtana dibur from other chushim? I once wondered. You know what I think the answer is? Because the Eibishter of Yinov HaRachman realized that Moves Biyat HaLoshin. And the Eibishter realized that Ritzicha is a word. The Eibishter realized that Yidnar and Golis 2,000 years because of the wrong word. So there has to be a Bechira. There has to be a Yecholus to be Oymed V'Nisayin. There has to be a Yecholus of Leiv Tzadik Yehegelanois. Or like Rabbi Sorl in one of his Gimelikim was Lachsoiv Esa Teyeles Tebedvarev Koidim Shiyadaba. Is my word going to make me a Reitzeach? Is my word going to make me the enemy of the Eibishter? Is my word going to be Ki'ilu Soit the lawyer, pardon me, like I patched the Eibishter in Panamarain? There has to be a Bechir, there has to be a choice. So that's why the Chush Hadiba is only if you want to talk. And even if you're angry and you're upset and you lose yourself, but it won't happen unless you allow it to happen. And that's the Eitzah for people that have the Eibishter in, that see the Bechara Api in front of them. Leiv Tzadik Yehegelanois. Think before you talk. Think as if your life depends on it, because I tell you it does. Because it's a Metzias. It's a Teva Ha'olam. Ki L'soita Lo Yeshel Shechina. And this is my message to you tonight on Erev Tisha B'Av, the Erev of the night of all the tzaris, the worst night in history that came because of Kamer Gedoyla Koyche Shabusha. If we want to be misakin it, if you want to be misakin the terrible chet of Aynoaz Devorim, it has to be a Lev Tzadik Yegalanois. And Avada, I should tell you, the simplest etza is, Tainas Diba, don't talk. Who doesn't know the Mishnah of Siyog Lechach Mishtika? And there were Taki Gedoylem, even in our times, if you do, Rabbi Chanan spoke Mamish, it sailed to Vertiko Yomov. But I can't tell you to do that, I don't do it myself. But I want to tell you a Rambam that gives us the same results. The same results of Siyog Lechach Mishtika. And we'll gain the full benefit of it without praving Tainas Diba. The Rambam in Hilchos Deis Perek Beis Halacha Hei says, Siyog Lechach Mishtika, he paskins like that Mishnah, Lefikach Vayimaher Lahashiv. It's not a diyik, it's often, Rabbi. It's an often Rambam that the Rambam is teaching that Siyog Lechach Mishtika is Vayimaher Lahashiv. Don't hurry to answer. When I saw the Rambam, I said, Boyu v'nachzek toivol Rabbeinu HaRambam, that gave us the most practical eitzah in Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. That Siyod L'Chach Mashtika does not mean that you have to pravatayin a zibba. You don't have to live a hermit your whole life. But what is Siyod, what is the Chachma of Siyod L'Chachma? Lo yimaher l'hoshiv. In other words, yehegelanois. Don't just talk without thinking. To realize it's not just a word, it's ritzicha. It's not just a joke, it's malbin p'nei chaveyoi barabim she'ein lechenik v'olam haba. It's not just a shtach, it's 2,000 years in galus. But that's also a siyag l'chachma. You could talk isn't a hate, but don't talk without thinking. You know, we talk about a nar, a silly person. We find in Tanakh the word pesi, a nar. What's the type of the word pesi? So the Ramban in the end of Aloyscha says, Ki pisaim diber shloi ola halev migizras pesi. The Ramban is saying such a beautiful type. A pesi is someone that talks without thinking. Pisaim. So here I have the formula. The chacham is lo yimaher lahashiv, and the pesi, who ultimately becomes a reitseyach, talks without thinking. And that's the difference between Chayim and Mavis V'yad HaLoshen. It's someone who thinks before he talks. The things are the spilt mit the leben, because that's the reality. That's a Teva HaOilam. Look at the Pesi in the Gemara Gittin and Zayin. Because he reacted and he was angry, that's why we have an Eich of 2,000 years. And the frat, when a person's angry, remember, you say what you don't want to say, but it's too late. Then it's too late. Remember, the fire from Shalom Bayis and Machloik is brand because a person is a pesi. He talks without thinking, and all too often he has charata. But he doesn't realize that you can't take back a word. The Pelayayit, that's the brilliant thought, he says, a word before you say it, he's your captive. Ata Oisrei. But once you say it, Ato Asira, you are his prisoner. And I saw Bechush, I was involved lately in a Shalom Bayis Machlaikis, that Mamish, there was a separation. I said, what's the big deal? Come on, why are you doing this to yourself, to your children? Because he said this and this. And I found out he said it. I said, but okay, he didn't mean it. But how could he say it? How could he say it? And then I realized that's what Ato Asira, that Pesi who spoke without thinking, destroyed his Shalom Bayis. And now he's the prisoner of his word. And his word is his doom. His word is his failure. The Yetzer HaBoisai is to think before you talk. The Goyim brings that Chazal, Korega v'rega shodem choysem piv, zoycha la'or ha'gona she'ein kol malach u'bir yechoyim l'shayer. And I once wondered, what's the cheshbon? You keep your mouth closed one time. You zoycha to such a moirid g'schar, she'ein kol malach u'bir yechoyim l'shayer. To lead Biyomri, the Cheshbon is, you know why? Because he has the schlissel. He has the schlissel of Irab Nachaveroi. He's Chaysen Pib. He knows how to think. He's not a pessi. He's a chacham. He's lo yimaher lo yhashiv. And he won't be oretzeach. And he won't be oivakamak b'ayla teicha shabusha. And by the Eibishter, there's nothing more important than the one that thinks before he talks. And that's the Ohr HaGanus he's zoichatu, because he has the answer to all his problems. The Ramban writes the letter to his children, Kashetokim in HaSeifa. When you get it from a shmooze, from a learning, from a seder, techapesh b'ashel omadata. Look through what you learned. Im yesh b'idova senuchel akaymoy. His seder is shmoozin, musa is all good. But the Ramban told his children in Eitza, take a lemaisa, take a line, take a thought, take an idea, and walk out with that idea. And let me tell you as a good techava, do yourself a favor. Do your hatzlacha a favor. Do your family, do your asid a favor. When you go out of this room tonight, out of this space majest tonight, walk out with a Kabbalah. To follow the eights of the Chacham Mikol Adam, which is really spitz chachma of Lev Tzadik Yeger Lanai. Don't be the pesi that talks without thinking. But be makabel to think before you talk. You'll never say something if you don't want to. Work on this midah of lo yimaher lahashiv. It's not easy. It's not overnight. But I guarantee you it's going to work. Like everything else is a chinuch. And once you get used to it, you live a life of chachma, of living with people, with family. How I hear from parents, they tell me what Bachim said, and I think there's no bigger bizoyin atayah how a Bachim could talk to his parents. Because he meant the Shem Shemayim, and he had a cheshbin, but he was a pesi, because he didn't think, he wasn't miyashiv. Walk out with the Kabbalah of Lev Tzadik Yeger Lanois. Let me be messiahing with a maisa, a moifah sheba moifsim. I usually don't say moifsim, I don't see a teyelus in moifsim. If we can't emulate the moifis, so what's the purpose of saying it? But this moifis is not a moifis, it's a moifis of a moifsim. And strangely enough, surprisingly enough, this is a moifis we could all learn from, and we could all somehow, someday live with the moifis. And I want to be magdim, most of you are younger, you won't fully appreciate the moifis. But why do I say it tonight? Because if you hear it today, and you put it the moifis today, when the time comes, you will be able to be Yenna Bal Moifis. I heard a number of years ago, after Abshleim Zalman's Rebbetzin's Levaya, Abshleim Zalman, he spoke out of Levaya and he said, the Derech HaOilam is that a husband asked Mechila from his wife, Evin Ishvi, he heard her feelings, he did something wrong, but I say, I am not asking on Mechila. I live with her over 50 years and I never ever heard a feeling, and I'm not asking her mechila. I heard this mipi ashmu, and I couldn't believe it. First of all, to live 50 years is a moifis of a moifis. How could it be? And why did he get up and say it? I mean, there's a stickle merzi ki yuhara. So I asked the chava who was learning then in Kaltaira. He was there and he heard the diyuk, the lashon, and he told me over, yes, this is what the Abshleim Zalman said. So then I started thinking, you know what he was teaching us? It wasn't merzi ki yuhara. That's the way Yid has to live. If he said he wore tefillin for 50 years, is that a chiddush? If he lived with the hakara, that mavis biyad haloshan, if he lived with hakara, what it means, a vart, the koyach of a word, is that a chiddush? But more importantly, I believe he said it because he wanted to show the hayres as harabim. It is possible. It's not a moifish of a moifsim. It is possible to live with someone 50 years and not hurt their feelings. But let me add, you know how it happens? You know how it becomes a reality? It's when you're young, you train yourself. Don't be a pessy. Think before you talk. Be Mekayim the eighth of Leib Tzadik Yeger Lanois. And now when it's not that hard, like a belly Matan used to tight, Zechoyez Boyrecha, B'yamei Bachurasecha, he tights it homiletically when you're a Bacha, and your Midas are not yet formed. Train yourself in the proper Midas. Kashetokim in HaSeifa, when you leave tonight, be Mekabel, this is the start, this is the way you become Yenabal Moifis. You can live with someone, Kol Yamecha. But you won't hurt their feelings if you think. Because hurting feelings of the yid, that's the kol ha'tzarah kula. That's the only thing the Eibishter says, v'chara abi v'rakti yeschem. And fakir, the biggest bracha is when someone lives with a hakara, what it means, a shtik chava, what it means, a shtik aleikus. In these days, when we see the gevaldige churbin of kamegedoy l'kreiches shel busha, we could only dream and imagine what a tikkun in that would bring us. The bracha the geula will have. Let's start tonight living a life of Lev Tzadik Yeger Lanois, and Bekarav will see the geula shleim of Mehev Imenu Amen.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.